Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way! That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Oh, Henry. I'm looking for Henry.
Well, look who it is. You've been scarce. How'd you find me?
You seem to like airports. What's up with that?
Well, I don't know. They help me feel connected. So, Anna, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I want to show you this Kilner I found. It's sort of purple, so it might be the one you're looking for. See?
Well, I could hardly see a Kilner from this distance.
I'll bring it to you. I mean, it's definitely violet, don't you think?
It's got a tint to it, sure, but...
Get away!
He's here? You're plotting something.
Just here, look at the Kilner.
Whoa, back away! You're trying to get close to me. You're here for the doll.
No, wait, I can explain.
I'm not an idiot. I'm out of here.
Should we chase after him?
We won't find him. You weren't kidding about the bee.
I was not.
We need a new plan, so I'll see you in the morning, I guess.
I might have school.
Either way, I'm going to see Naya about my dream recordings.
Oh, cool. If I don't have school, I'll see you there. I want to look at the box of stuff my parents saved for me again. I may stop by the arcade first, just to play a few games of skee-ball alone. Even if that sounds weird. Just to think.
Not weird. See you later, then.
Great. But, hey, can we just take a minute to talk about how totally weird this is? That we're making plans for real life and our dreams?
I guess I'm used to it, Garvin and all. But it's pretty fun to have a breacher friend, I will say that.
Coming down! Come on, Dot! Is there school?
Afraid not. They're still looking for stray frogs and cleaning up, but open Monday for sure. And the school dance is on.
Mom!
Just think about it, please.
Going to the arcade. Bye.
Bye.
Do you dare enter the ring?
Oh, hey, Marco. Hey, Emmy. What are you guys doing?
Just hanging out. How about you?
Was gonna play some skee-ball, but now I don't know. Why didn't you tell me you were gonna be here?
Oh, we didn't want to bother you. We were just, you know, talking janksy stuff.
But you didn't want to bother me? Seems like I should be part of this conversation, right? It's me he's messing with.
Yeah, you're right, Evan. We were really just talking.
What's new with you? Did you and Anna find Henry in dreams last night? Did you get the doll?
We found him, but he was on to us and just left. I'm gonna actually meet Anna over at Naya's place to regroup if you guys want to come.
Oh, cool. Maybe in a little while?
Yeah, we need a break?
From what?
We'll be there, Evan. We just want to maybe, I don't know, think about the murals a little bit more. If we make any connections, you'll be the first to know.
So, this is the stuff Evan brought out of his dreams? Before he knew that he was a breacher?
Yep. Marco and Emmy are slowly trying to make sense of it all, but they're not really getting anywhere.
Seashell?
Exactly.
With a pebble or cracked shell inside it?
Sounds like.
And a snow globe? From Giant's Causeway?
All a bit of a mystery still.
It might not mean anything. Like, it's totally possible none of it means anything.
It's beginning to feel that way based on Marco's research. I mean, a spoon? Here's something that I've been thinking about.
What?
The page that's missing from the Book of Kilners.
The page about the Violet Kilner?
That's what we think it is, yes. But it'd be two Kilners that are missing, right? Front and back of the page. So what's the other Kilner?
Good question. Can I see the book, actually? There's one I want to look up. Here, look, I have it with me. Evan and I both tried it, and we think it makes you dream that you're someone else.
Oh, cool. I've never seen or heard of that one.
Evan and I found it in my mom's workshop, so it's probably not even in there.
That'll be Evan.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So that was a failure.
Sorry, Evan. Anna told me.
Oh, that's me, I think. I don't recognize the number. Hello?
You can't possibly think we would have fallen for that.
It was worth a shot. I mean, we figured it out. There are two dolls.
Oh, so you are a bit clever then. That's probably why Garvin did what he did. Kept you, all of it, a secret.
What do you mean, all of it? And so what, if he did it to protect me?
Did he? Evan, what if you and I had something in common that you didn't know?
There's nothing we could have in common, you and me. No way.
The AODB made my parents, let's say, disappear, the same way they did with yours.
What are you even talking about? My parents haven't disappeared.
You know what, Evan? There are certain things I'm just gonna let you figure out for yourself. But here's a tip. Ask to see a copy of your birth certificate. After you do that, you'll want to join forces with me. You'll see. So call me when you realize you can't even trust your own parents.
Even if that were true, I still have my friends, which is more than you can say.
Friends? Well, good for you, Evan.
Wait. How did you even get this number?
I dreamed I had your phone in my hands, and I took down the number. It's really not that hard when you're me.
Wait, Henry is calling you now? Evan, are you in over your head?
He was able to dream up my number. I can't even begin to process how dangerous he is. And he's saying that the AODB did something to my parents? And to his parents? Think we should ask Garvin and Crowley about it?
Well, they're obviously withholding other things from us, so I'm not sure we can trust them to tell the truth about anything.
So, what do we do?
We keep on keeping on. trying to get one or both of the dolls. That's the most important thing. We can find the answers we need after we stop Henry. In the meantime, Naya, I was thinking I'd listen to some tapes while I brainstorm ways to stop Henry.
Sounds like a plan. You're welcome to listen here, or take them with you.
I think I'll stay, if that's okay.
Of course. Evan, you okay?
Yeah, just wondering about this stuff still. Something about the snow globe makes me miss my grandfather.
Sorry, Evan.
He was Irish?
Yep, like from Ireland. His parents moved here when he was a baby, but he used to go back all the time.
Hey, you know what I read the other night? I was Googling the Causeway and the Irish and dreams. There's a Celtic myth or notion that if you sleep by the graves of your ancestors, you can get wisdom from them.
Whoa, that's pretty wild.
Right? It's so interesting to me how every culture has these unique spins on dreams.
It really is.
Well, speaking of dreams, I'm queuing up a tape.
I should head home. Maybe talk to my parents.
Always a good idea.
Evan? That you?
Yep. Hi, Dot.
What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking about Grandpa. I miss him through all this. He always seemed so, I don't know, wise.
He really was. We should go by his grave soon. Maybe plant some new flowers.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
You're gonna think I'm crazy.
Try me.
I heard about this Celtic myth today where if you sleep near your ancestors, you can gain wisdom.
Oh, yeah?
Could I, like, camp out near Grandpa?
Evan.
What? I could really use some guidance. I bet Marco would go with me. And the cemetery isn't far. But, wait. Do they lock it at night?
Well, I'm sure they do, but, I mean, the wall along the road is pretty low and easy to climb over. Not that I'd know anything about that.
Mom, did you used to sneak into the cemetery?
Well, I wasn't always a boring old mother, but you're only 12, Ev. You'd really need an adult with you. I mean, I guess I could drive you there and sleep in the car. I mean, I'm too old to sleep on the ground.
I might have a better idea. I just need to check with Marco.
All right. Keep me posted.
What's up?
I need a favor.
Sure, what is it?
I need you to go to a cemetery with me and, well, sleep there.
Really?
Really.
I'll tell Emmy.
Well, I thought maybe it'd just be us. I mean, us and a chaperone.
Okay. Who's gonna chaperone?
Well, my mom offered, but I was thinking maybe we could come up with someone else. Maybe even Naya. I mean, who else do we know that'll come with us to sleep at a cemetery so that I can try to get wisdom from my ancestors in a dream?
For real, Ev? That's what we're doing?
Yeah. Please?
Would you believe I know just the right person? I'll call her now.
And then my teeth fell out and I was sort of chewing on them, which makes no sense since I had no teeth. And I woke up.
Is it weird that I find my own dreams sort of boring?
Your teeth were falling out.
Oh, that's one that I have all the time. Not recently, though. Expecting anyone?
Marco and Emmy were gonna come by. Hey, guys.
Hey, Naya.
Hey, Naya.
Oh, hey, Anna. Aw, hi, Cleo.
Is Evan with you guys?
No, he decided to go home. He seems off.
He does. I'm worried about him. I feel like Henry's really getting to him.
Me too. He just asked me if I'd sleep by his grandfather's grave with him tonight.
Huh. Oh, that would be my fault. I told him about the Celtic myth about getting wisdom from your ancestors that way.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, if my cousin can chaperone, she's older. She's into that kind of thing.
Okay, well, I'm sure all this drama with the AODB and older breachers isn't helping Evan's state of mind.
We need to make sure Evan knows he can count on us. I mean, Naya and Marco and I aren't breachers, so there's only so much we can do. But we're here for him.
You guys are good friends to him. To each other.
Well, we're your friends now, Naya.
You know, you can always come to me. And your parents, I'm sure, with problems. For now, the problem for all of us is Henry. And getting our hands on those dolls.
Agreed.
We need new ideas, you guys. In the meantime, I'll do this thing with Evan tonight.
Let's get to work.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Shh! Dot! It's just a gate. I told her to meet us here, at the gate. You're gonna love her. Bianca's my favorite cousin.
How many cousins do you have?
18. 11 from my mom's side and 7 from my dad's. Anyway, Bianca's my favorite. She just graduated college last year, and she studied art, and she's amazing. She's working on a graphic novel now, and, like, babysitting and doing odd jobs. Anyway, she's into creepy stuff.
Like cemeteries?
Like cemeteries. You really think this is going to help?
I don't know, but it's worth a try. I mean, if I believe in dream breaching and everyone I've met and the whole world of breaching that exists, I guess I also have to believe it's possible that the Celtic myth about sleeping near your ancestors gives you their wisdom is true, right?
¿Qué onda, Marco? Oh, is this your creepy friend?
Hey, I'm not creepy.
He's not creepy.
Who's this cutie?
That's Dot.
Hi, Dot. Anyway, I'm just saying, not a lot of 12-year-olds are into, sleeping in cemeteries, you know?
The circumstances are unusual.
Whatever, I'm into it. I'm gonna find some cool graves to sketch while you two get settled. It's gonna be dark soon. Where will you be?
Oh, it's over there, by that tree.
Excellent. See you over there in a bit.
So which one is it?
It's this one. Here.
I liked your grandfather the few times I've met him. He died in his sleep, right?
Yeah. Very untragic, but very sad.
Hey, you don't think something weird happened, do you? Like he was a breacher and the fact that he died in his sleep is somehow meaningful?
Oh, wow. No. That never even occurred to me. That people who die in their sleep are breachers who... I don't even want to follow that thought.
Forget I said anything. So, why are we here?
I don't know. I just feel lost. I mean, I know I'm supposed to try to stop Henry, or think I'm supposed to, but I didn't ask for any of this. Or for this pressure, right? I don't know. And now everyone, Crowley and Garvin and everybody, seems to be lying? I'm so confused. So, the idea that if you sleep near your ancestors, you might get wisdom from them. I guess I'll try anything at this point.
Hey, do you think your grandfather ever went to Giant's Causeway? What if it's just his snow globe and it ended up in your breacher box by accident? A basic souvenir.
I guess it's possible.
I'm back!
Hey.
Should we be telling ghost stories or something? Get into the spirit of the thing?
Oh, no, please, no. Shh, God, it's okay.
Definitely not.
So you guys don't want to see the sketches I just made of some creepy old graves? I even found one of a couple who died together.
No, what are you, crazy? Marco, is she crazy?
Maybe later, Bianca. Let's just sleep, okay?
Yeah, sleep. Sorry to be on edge. Thanks for doing this, Bianca.
No problem.
I sort of miss my noise machine.
Dude, this is nature's noise machine right here. Just listen.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund.
Huh?
Evan!
Yeah? Hi. Wait, who said that?
I did.
A goat.
Yes.
Grandpa?
No.
Oh, good. Because that would be, well, weird.
Right. And there's nothing weird about a talking goat.
So, what did you do with the penguin?
Come again?
Never mind. But why am I here?
Same reason I am. You come to watch the giants do battle.
Giants aren't real.
Well, there's the Scottish one coming through the water now. This ought to be good.
What? He's just okay, one.
Ah, shut your teeth, you fine dad.
Oh, so you're a mean one, too.
I don't even want to fight, but you've left me no choice. Now, what are you waiting for? Are we over there on your wee rock?
He should just walk out. The rocks should rise up.
Oh, really? And is your mommy going to come after and help me?
Yes! All right. Your turn, Evan. And may the road rise to meet you on this one.
All right, here goes.
Oh, the dread 7-10 split.
What do I do?
Well, you can try to nip that one on the far left and hope it jumps over and hits the other one all the way on the right, but it probably won't. You know what I like to do? I like to just thread it right down the middle.
And not even try for one pin?
That's right. I mean, why try to do something you know won't work when you can do something that will?
But threading it down the middle won't work.
It'll work if that's what I plan to do.
But your score!
Meh. Scores. Who plays for scores?
Everyone. Me?
Well, me. I play for the company. I send the ball right down the middle, and I tell myself, I scored a goal. Go on. Try it. Come on. Make an old man happy.
Okay, Grandpa. I'll try.
Goal! Oh, come on. Say it with me.
Goal!
Oh. Oh, sounds like he's waking up.
Hey, morning.
Playing soccer in your dreams?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, I gotta go. You guys will be okay now that the sun's up?
Yeah, thanks, Bianca. And hey, send me pics of your sketches. I really do want to see them.
Sure thing. I hope you got what you were looking for, Evan.
Later.
Thanks. Bye, Bianca.
So, did you get what you came here for?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I was hoping for some real, like, life wisdom, and I ended up with a bowling lesson.
Well, that's unfortunate. I guess the idea that sleeping near your ancestors' graves would give you wisdom is pretty out there. You know what? While we're on the subject, I sort of need some advice, too.
You do? On what?
I was thinking of maybe asking Emmy to the dance. Do you think that would be weird?
She already said she would go, right?
That's not what I... Never mind.
Hey, Henry told me to ask my parents if I can see my birth certificate, so I'm gonna go home and do that. So that I know he's wrong, whatever he's talking about.
Sure, Evan. Good plan.
Why are you here? More specifically, why are you awake? Why should I be holed up in a school while you're here living in luxury with a pool? It's only gonna be a few more days. They're almost done collecting all the Kilners they're even going to be able to find, so I'm gonna make my move. Soon. So I need you sleeping. I'll be ready. We should review. Nothing to review. When you tell me it's time, I give you the ID card that will be embedded with a chip with up-to-date codes and which you'll use to swipe into the building. And then the room. And then? Then we set off some fancy smoke machines, which I will also provide, and you pull some alarms and everybody clears out. And when the smoke clears, the Kilners will be all ours and the AODB will be at our mercy. They'll have to tell us where the Violet Kilner is.
Mom! Dad! Come on, Dot. Let's check the safe. Now, what number would I be if I were my mom's password for a safe? I would be her birthday. Dad's birthday. My birthday? My birthday on the year I almost died? I was 5, so... Excellent. I don't even know what I'm looking for. Except that I found it.
Hey, Evan. You okay?
Henry was right. I found this envelope shoved to the back of the safe. It's a birth certificate. And it doesn't have my parents' names on it or mine. It's someone else. Evan Waxman. But he has my birthday.
I'm sure there's an explanation.
There's a news clipping, too. About a couple who disappeared. The Waxmans, leaving an infant. My parents aren't my real parents, Anna.
Hey, let's ask Emmy to look into this couple, this baby. She can figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay, yeah, I guess.
I mean, I get it. I don't trust anyone these days, except maybe Thomas.
I don't even have that.
Well, you have me.
I do. And Marco and Emmy, of course. Oh, my parents just got home.
If it were me, I'd just not say anything until you know more.
I don't think I can do that. Gotta go, Anna.
Hey,
Evan. Hey, Evan.
Why didn't you tell me that you're not my real parents?
Evan, I don't know what you're...
I found the documents in the safe.
Oh, okay, sweetie, calm down. What documents? How did you get into the safe?
I figured out the code. You're all a bunch of liars!
What?
Helen, Garvin, Crowley, and now you two as well!
Evan. Seriously, we have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not gonna listen to more lies! I'm leaving!
Evan!
know how, but I was back at the beach.
Man, I dream about beaches a lot.
A lot. But, this one actually reminds me of that earlier one, where you were really little, on a beach, collecting seashells, I think.
We haven't listened to one like that.
It must have been one of the ones I listened to alone before realizing I shouldn't. I stopped midway through. I'll find it again. Want to order a pizza and listen to a few more?
I should go. The uncles will wonder where I've been all day.
Gotcha. I'll call you later if I find that dream.
Oh, hey, Evan. You okay?
Hey, Mr. Landry. I was hoping Marco or Emmy would be here.
They were. You just missed them.
They studying the Janksy mural again?
More like canoodling over milkshakes.
What? Actually, never mind. I'm gonna go. Where do I even go? I have nowhere to go. Might as well go see Grandpa again, I guess. No wonder that dream was garbage. You're not even my real grandfather. I can't believe I wasted my time and Bianca's and... Oh, oh my gosh! Is that Henry? Shoot!
I saw you, Evan. You can come out from behind the tombstone.
You were here the other night. Late. You were talking to these graves. Talking to dead people.
How do you know that?
What did you mean? When you said you just have to wait a little longer.
Tell me how you know that.
Hey, get your hands off me!
Tell me, were you following me?
You're not the only one with special powers.
Tell me how you know that.
I won't!
Together we could be unstoppable.
I don't want to be unstoppable. Now let go of me!
You're so naive, Evan. Even now, everyone is lying to you. And the AODB too. You think they have your best interests in mind, but they don't. They're only out for themselves.
Well, then how are they any different from you?
I'm here to right a wrong.
What wrong?
Max Siren took away my parents' breaching powers at the exact moment they were fighting with your beloved breacher friends. Your friends walked away unscathed. My parents ended up dead in their beds. If it weren't for the Ancient Order, they'd be alive today.
What? That's not... Wait. The Violet Kilner... You're not gonna try to bring them back.
You could help me. I can help you.
I won't. I've seen the history dreams.
So then you saw what they did to my parents.
What? No, no. I'm saying Mac brought back his wife, but she was never right. It won't work, Henry.
But I'm more powerful than he ever was.
You're alone in this, and no one is going to help you. Least of all, me and my friends.
I want to play you this recording, Evan. This is your so-called friends talking at the arcade earlier.
What?
Just listen.
Oh my gosh, right? He's like, oh, I'm a dream creature and you're just normal people. I mean, could his head get any bigger?
What is going on?
He really thinks he's like all that these days. I mean, it's not like he did anything to deserve any of this, you know?
You know, it'd be awesome if there was a Kilner to take someone's powers away. Maybe someone will use it on Evan,
right? Then we could all just get back to normal. I'd love that.
These are the people you trust most in the world?
I still have Anna.
Anna? Please. Keep listening.
Hey, guys. Anna, how's it going? Wait, is Evan coming? No. Thankfully. Hey, so I was thinking we should all just go to the school dance and, you know, just not tell him.
I've gotta go.
Fine. Go. But where?
Coming. Evan. Hi.
Thomas, can I come in?
What's wrong?
I didn't know where else to go. I'm so sorry.
Come in. Don't be silly. But Anna's not home.
Good. I'm not here for Anna. I I just need someone to talk to. You're the only person I could think of. It's all falling apart.
Oh, Evan, I'm so sorry. I've actually been meaning to reach out to you. I have something to give you.
You do?
Yes. But first, tell me what's going on.